30 minutes to talk Panthers with y'all, and we will do that. So let's jump right into the Carolina Panthers 2024 schedule. Yeah, this is like this robotic sci-fi, not to Grouse One Roar branding. So I apologize. This is what you get when you kind of do, you know, rush at the end, trying to put something together like a project. So this is what it is. We are here to talk football. We're here to talk schedule release and take a look at our opponents that have been finalized. Let's do it, folks. Here we go. So you have probably seen the schedule. It is available. I'm going to pull up this beside me to keep me, you know, to keep my sanity in check that I did type this over, because again, I was just typing this over as we were doing this. Week one away against the New Orleans Saints. First game of the year. We can take a look here. What I did for the records is I pulled the last 10 years, but I only did a small snippet. New Orleans, the Panthers have not fared too well, or at least they didn't fare well against them last year. We know the Monday night football game, 17-20. Other game later in the year, 6-28, not competitive. Saints swept the Panthers last year. Year before that, we swept New Orleans, 22-14, 10-7. If the Panthers are going to be competitive this year, this is a good measuring stick, because in my mind, and it's not a knock on the Saints, but just as I come into this season looking at the division, I do have the Atlanta Falcons. You may laugh right now, but I do have the Atlanta Falcons at the top. I think Tampa Bay could fall a little bit. I could see Tampa Bay falling off. At the same time, I could see them still being somewhat competitive. There's a lot of question marks for them. And then I would have New Orleans and the Carolina Panthers right there. That's coming in, folks. Just my initial thought. So this is going to be a really good measuring stick for the Panthers to see just how good or competitive this team is going to be. I hate that we are starting on the road against a division opponent. Like, why? Why can't we square up against someone else that isn't in our division? These games mean a lot, and with a division that's just terrible, I'm not a fan of it. But you take what you get. You got to go out, you got to play well, and you got to win football games. And that's what we got, folks. So that is your week one matchup. Week two, the home opener for the Carolina Panthers against Jim Harbaugh, Justin Herbert. Bank of America Stadium, 1 o'clock kickoff. You know, considering some of the teams that are coming into town this year that probably can and will take over the stadium, it's nice to have the Chargers as your week two opener, only because, you know, Chargers don't even, they get ran out of their own stadium as well. So maybe kind of have that to our advantage. Speaking of Chargers, the Panthers overall have dominated the Chargers. I know they played seven times in their history, 6-1 overall. Over the last 10 years, they've only played twice in 2020 and 2016. The Panthers won both of those matchups. This is another game, like, great. You know, when you look at the San Diego Chargers, and I know we're not like in the weeds of previewing these teams and games yet, but think about the Chargers coming into this year. A lot of the weapons that they've lost on the offensive side of the ball, like, who is this team going to be? So I like that being the home opener for the Panthers to hopefully get off on the right foot. You know, all things considered, when I look at the first three games of the season, which we'll look at game three here in a second, I'm not mad at the scheduling. Like, it is an easier schedule to start the season for the Panthers. So ideally, what, we win one or two games? Like, I hope, right? I hope we can win one or two games coming into this. That leads us into week three. Travel out to Las Vegas to take on the Las Vegas Raiders. First time the Panthers have traveled to Las Vegas. Looking at the history of the Raiders over the last 10 years, Panthers, you know, remember these cross-conference opponents, you rarely will play them. Kind of this, you know, go through the rotation. So twice, Panthers lost both games. They lost in 2020, 30-34, and 32-35 in 2016. So they lost the last two matchups against the Las Vegas Raiders. 4:05 kickoff, West Coast to be expected. But hey, another team. So you have two AFC West teams in back-to-back weeks, one here traveling out there. Las Vegas Raiders, another team that this, like when we start talking about schedule, and I'm not throwing out predictions tonight, but when you talk about winnable games or games the Panthers should win or be competitive in and be involved, you know, have a chance, I chalk this one up right now. And I know the Raiders, you know, came alive at the end of last year. They got some stability there as far as the coach and the hiring that they did. But, hey, I'll take it. Now, things get really fun over the next three games. So, week four, Cincinnati Bengals traveling to Bank of America Stadium. 1 o'clock kickoff. Over the last 10 years, the Bengals and Panthers have played three times. Have a 1-1-1 record. I wanted to add another one in there for some reason. So they tied in 2014, won in 2018, and then most recently in 2022 lost 42-21. And that was a terrible game, if y'all recall. That was under Steve Wilks. I remember the Panthers feeling like they were building some momentum and just getting steamrolled against the Cincinnati Bengals. It was not close. Cincinnati Bengals. So here's the, when you look at the schedule, Cincinnati Bengals were one of our draws for opponents. So remember, you play three opponents that finished last within the division. So for us, that is the Cincinnati Bengals, unfortunately, because I have a very, you know, I have hope, at least, you know, that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to be a much better football team. So it kind of stinks that that's the Panthers' draw this year for a team that finished in last. So I fully anticipate, assuming there's, you know, that team is healthy and Joe Burrow is who we think he is, that's going to be a tough game. So you have that week four matchup. Home game, and then take it on the road. Week five matchup against the Chicago Bears. This is a big game. A new-ish rivalry for the Panthers and Bears. Bears fans alike, you know, just based off of the trade for Bryce Young. It's just been a topic. I don't think it'll ever end. You look at this game last year and the Panthers playing a backup quarterback. Couldn't get the job done. Like that can't happen. You can't go up against a backup quarterback and fail to compete. And I know they were kind of in it, but you have Amir Smith-Marset getting you the touchdown. You have Eddie Pinheiro, Frank Wright sending him out there at the, 50, 60-yard field goal. It's him. Went. Good gosh. I don't want to see that anymore. I hope the Panthers can get it together. It's going to be a big matchup because you do have Bryce Young, Caleb Williams, blending them together, going on there. And we know the Chicago Bears, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, everything that they got through the NFL draft, that this is going to be a competitive football team, or should be. Big matchup for the Panthers there. Then you come back home to take on the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons on 4:25 kickoff, so late afternoon kickoff. Home game, October 13th. Did I talk? You know what? I skipped over. So, yeah, the Bears have won three in a row. So, over the last 10 years, they played four times. The Panthers are 1-3. The Bears have won three in a row. Remember last year, 2023, 2020, and 2017. So, I did skip that. So, home game against the Atlanta Falcons on October 13th. Like I said, afternoon game. No idea what the slate is and or why the Panthers are in this slot. Maybe it's not technically prime time, but semi-ish prime time, I guess. Looking across at the Atlanta Falcons, one of the Panthers' lone wins last year. We split the series the year before. I think, like, across the board, split. The last 4 years, Panthers have split the series since 2020. And then the Falcons won both games in 2019. Falcons are going to be like I said, a team that should on paper be competing. We know the storyline with Kirk Cousins, with Penix that was brought in, everything that's happening there. I'm all for the drama. Not for me personally, but for the Atlanta Falcons to figure out what the heck they're trying to do there. And so bring it on. So big matchup, big home game for the Panthers in week 6. All right. Things don't get too much easier. Although, you know, you got a rookie quarterback, new head coach, travel out up to Washington on week 7, 4:05 kickoff, not prime time. October 20th, again, away game. Commanders. The Panthers have split over the last 10 years, the last 6 games they played six times over the last 10 years. They're 3-3. Washington has won 3 of the last 4 matchups, which you can see there. 21, 2020, 2019, 2018. See the breakdown that goes there. Big game, whether it's, you know, the Frankie Luvu, you know, you're going to have all these small storylines, which do go up against Frankie Luvu, Jaden Daniels, rookie quarterback. It's a winnable game. Absolutely a winnable game. I think that all division opponents are also winnable just because that's just usually the nature of how those things play out. But absolutely a chance for the Panthers to get on the right foot. After that, travel out to Denver. October 27th, 4:25 kickoff. That's normal because it's, you know, West Coast kickoff for those late afternoon games. Denver Panthers are 1-2 over the, again, this is just the pull in the last 10 years against the Denver Broncos. They won the most recent matchup in 22, lost in 2020 and 2016. Bo Nix, quarterback for Denver. Yeah, you got to get this win, right? I mean, I don't know. And Zach Wilson. I don't know who this Denver Broncos team is going to be, but Sean Payton, if there ever was a hot seat, he's got to be getting close. I know it's early, but, like, dude's got to start winning some football games. So I do look at this going up to Mile High is another opportunity for the Panthers. So we're looking at week 8. I guess I'll get through the bye, and then we'll kind of just recap very quickly what I see for the Panthers leading up to the bye week. Week 9, home game against the New Orleans Saints, 1:00 kickoff on the 13th. We've already talked about the win-loss record for the Saints. Again, when we were talking about the first game of the season. So we will not dissect that anymore, but hey, there you go. I'm talking about week 9, New Orleans, which leads us to the final game before the bye. Panthers will travel over to Germany, the international home of the Carolina Panthers. And I just got to say, shout out to all the fans in Germany that follow this show that support the Carolina Panthers, because there's quite a bit, folks. And, you know, the actual podcast that we put together, I run, it's right there with the UK, a number of downloads internationally as far as the two that lead the way. But yeah, your international game, New York Football Giants. Unfortunately, we will not get to see the Brian Burns matchup here at Bank of America Stadium. Maybe some folks wanted that storyline. They will have to take that beef and that story itself overseas to Germany. So there you go. And the matchup between the last 10 years, about 4 times they've split, 2-2. Panthers have lost the last 2 in 2022 and 2021. Hey, this is another game. Like, who the heck are the New York Giants going to be? Like, is Daniel Jones going to get them over the hump? Are they going to, can Brian Daboll, you know, right the ship here? So, there you go. That takes you through the first 10 weeks of the season leading into the bye week, week 11. So, you travel to Germany, then you get a bye. Really nice point in the season because you played 10 games, you have 7 more to go. Pretty close to like halfway point. So not bad at all. You could split 9-8, 8-9. So 10-7 is not a bad spot to be in. Going back, looking at like winnable games for the Panthers, I think, you know, you could always toss up New Orleans as like split. So maybe you get one there. I like the Chargers. I like the idea of the Raiders. Bengals, Bears, Falcons scare me. Washington and Denver and the Giants. So, like, out of this group right now, I mean, this is just me spitballing. I would say 4 to 5, you could maybe push to 6 winnable games. This is just right now. Way too early. Like, my way too early prediction for the Panthers, not saying they're going to win these games, but games that they can be competitive in over the first 10. For me, if you're at 4-6, I don't really like saying 4-6. If you could be 500, like, if we win 5 freaking football games and we win it 5 games before the bye, I'll take it. But I would even take 4-6, knowing that if we're showing, you know, improvement and that we're in some of these games. So there you go. Closing it out. Remainder of the season. So we come out of the bye. Again, I have not looked at – this is like the way too early look. So I haven't looked to see if Kansas City is also on a bye the same week as we are. I'll get into that breakdown much later. But you have a home game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, I would very much guess, would take over Bank of America Stadium. This second half of this schedule is tough. It's, you know, when I look at the first half, I look at winnable games. The second half, it's going to get a lot harder. And I know things can, you know, shape and play out, but Kansas City, hey, at least we get to take on Kansas City coming out of a bye. Panthers played them twice over the last 10 years. They've lost both of those, although the last matchup in 2020 was competitive, 31-33, and in 16 was 17-20. So there you go. So you have Kansas City, and then right after that, you take on Tampa Bay, the first matchup against Tampa Bay, home game, 4:05 kickoff. So again, not prime time, that weird afternoon slot. Looking at Tampa Bay, we've not done very well against them over the last 5 years. We have won 1-2 games. That is pathetic. 1-2-3-4. Yeah, over 5 years. So out of 10, 2-8. A 2-8 record against a team. Now I get it. There were the Brady years. So you kind of factor that in as like, okay, yeah, when they had Tom Brady, I could see why we were losing some of those games. But here recently, you can't do that. Especially with Baker Mayfield. I know Baker's improved. I know Todd Bowles is a great head coach. Got to start winning some games, man. Like, this division has felt like it would be up for grabs. But, yeah. You know, last year, the games were pretty competitive. I mean, you go back to that, like, monsoon-ish. I mean, it wasn't a super monsoon, but a lot of rain. It wasn't Falcons monsoon, but 18-21 game at Tampa. And then the home game, close out the season, 9-0. Like, the offensive production was just shut them down on, you know, when we were on defense. But got to be able to score some points. I'll keep this rolling so that I can make sure I can hop over to the live stream, the other live stream. Week 14, away against Philadelphia. Who is Philadelphia going to be this year? I've talked about them a little bit. Just, like, is this team on a downward spiral? We saw how they finished the year. Like, can they turn it around? Was that just like a, you know, a spoof? Like, not really who they were, and they get back to their winning ways. Either way, always tough to play Philadelphia and to play at Philadelphia. I'm not, you know, I've not been there, but we know one of the toughest fan bases and stadiums in the NFL. So 1 o'clock kickoff, 12-8. Panthers are 2-3. Over their last 5 meetings, lost in 2021, 1-18, and then you can see lost when lost. Moves to week 15, so NFC East, keeping it rolling here with the Dallas Cowboys coming into town. We have split the series with the Cowboys over the last 4 meetings at 2-2. You know, about last year, the takeover, silent counts in our home stadium got destroyed, man. 10-33 was that score, wasn't that close. And then we lost in 2021, 28-36. Before that, won in 2018, 16-8. was that Rule's first year, I believe, right? Remember, I was getting excited about that. And 2015, that had to be, yeah, 2015 was the Thanksgiving game, the Super Bowl run. I was like, that had to be it, 33-14. So, Cowboys going to be tough, man. Like I said, this second half of the schedule right now, not great, but hey, things change, man. We've seen the ups and downs of, you know, year over year, what a team looks like this year may not, you know, looked like last year may not be who they are this year. Injuries occur. There's just so many factors that go into it. Week 16, a team that we have handled pretty easily over the course of, you know, the last few years. And just, I unfortunately did not capture the NFC championship game on here, which I should have because that would have just been amazing. Anyways, home game, December 22nd against against the Arizona Cardinals, 1 o'clock kickoff. We did lose the 2022 matchup, but before that, I think he'd thrown in the NFC championship. We had won 5 in a row and pretty easily have dominated the Cardinals, at least, you know, like over the last 10 years. Who in the world is this Arizona Cardinals team going to be with Kyler Murray? Kyler Murray out there playing baseball. I saw some of the highlights of him. He's actually a really good athlete, baseball player. But I saw him in the batting cage with practice. But, yeah, Rock Jones says, if we're winning, Charlotte will be different. It absolutely will. And I think that's part of the hope that Panthers fans out here just we're looking for. Can we get back to our winning ways, man? Get back to those winning ways. Playoff football, competing for the division. Got to be able to do that. Keep pounding. No excuses, no mercy, no doubt. In the words of Tom Brady, LFG. Let's go, man. Love it. All right, two games to go. Week 17, closing out the NFC South. On the road, so again, it's never easy. NFC South games are never easy, and you know, going on the road is never easy. We've already talked about Tampa Bay dominating us. I do like that, you know, over the last few years, it felt like we had like Atlanta, another team, and then Atlanta, or Tampa, another team, and then Tampa. They kind of like bunched us up. So I like that at least the games are spaced out a little bit better this year. Within the division. You have Tampa Bay 1 o'clock kickoff December 29th. Away, and your final game of the season, TBD. We know that last game there's flexing over the weekend. It could be a Saturday game, Sunday, just depends on like what things look like. Hopefully, Panthers are winning and this game is flex because we're competing to win the division. That's the only hope, right? So that wraps your schedule, folks. That is the initial reaction. So, yeah, I kind of talked to, you know, 4, 5, or 6 winnable games in the first half. Second half after the bye is going to be tough. I always like to think about, again, division games can be split, should be split, or sweep. Let's sweep some people, man. Let's just take the division. That's where you got to start, man. You take your division, things play out very nicely. But I do think Eagles always going to be tough. Cowboys always tough. I do like Arizona. Like Arizona and Tampa probably out of this group. Like if I'm ranking easier-ish opponents, it's a tough schedule, man. But hey, you got to put on your big boy pants, man. This is the freaking NFL. This isn't backyard Pop Warner roll on the floor. Like, you got to get up. You got to play. So, you know, the Panthers can start off pretty favorably, right? We'll go back and look at the graphic here. I'll share if I can get it pulled up. We'll take a look back over here. And I'm going to try to share my screen here, maybe. Here we go. So again, recapping, this is a cleaner version of what we just looked at. Again, kicking off our preseason schedule against the AFC East, Patriots, Jets, and Buffalo. No primetime games, unfortunately. That kind of stinks, man. I would have, and I'm very surprised that we did not get Thursday night football. Like, that's absolutely a shift. Now, one thing about Thursday night football, they didn't do it last year. There is an option within the rights, that the rules that were created last year, that you could, or they could, flex a Thursday night football game. There's a lot of factors, like it has to be a month or so in advance, all this stuff. But at least today, Panthers are not going to be playing very much prime time. So, hey, got to go out there. You got to win some football games, man. You win some football games, you're going to earn the respect. And maybe you force your way into one of these afternoon slots, or being on prime time, or getting flexed. This is the Panthers schedule release video. Xavier, oh my God. I'll turn this down. Oh, we got all of our, because the rookie's painting. Oh my God. It's actually funny. Let's turn this on.
Hey, I'm a first-time painter. I ain't never painted nothing in my life.
Y'all, as we can see, we got Painting with Friends.
Franklin. I wonder all the Bears. Gotta be Bears.
That's James Harden.
Oh, Raiders. That's the Raiders. God.
I think that's straight. Ooh, he got the dreads in there and all.
That was actually fire. You actually did a really great job.
Can I get more red? Yeah. This is my portrait of you.
Okay. Dude.
I like it.
Yep. All right, folks. I am getting ready to hop over to the Fantasy Roadshow. I think last time I used StreamYard, I could still stream it. So you may be able to I think I'll be able to still tune in so you can watch there. But this is it, the Fantasy Roadshow. Should pop up there, but I'm going to go join their show here in just a minute. We're going to talk a little more Panthers. Hey, reacted to it, folks. Y'all know there's going to be a lot more breakdowns, a lot more to talk about, folks, as always. But anyways, this is Carolina Dan. Appreciate y'all tuning into the show, and I guess I'll see y'all in just a minute.